理课堂听 class.com。
Savvy 7. Sports. Tips for keeping fit.
John, you look so strong. How I envy you.
I think you've heard the saying, a sound mind dwells in a sound body. I have always tried my best to keep fit for both my study and work.
Right you are. Can you give me some tips on how to keep fit?
To my mind, the best way to keep fit is to go in for sports.
What kind of sports do you participate in?
I go swimming once a week. I do this even in the cold winter.
I used to swim in high school, but I don't have time anymore.
That's too bad. Exercise is really important for your health.
I know. I'm getting a little fat. I am short of breath when going upstairs.
That's a bad sign. I think you need more exercise.Well, I'm going swimming tonight. Do you want to go with me?
Okay, I really need to get in shape again.
A football match.
Hello, John. Where are you coming from?
From a football match. The London team played against the Oxford team.
And what was the score?
2-1 in favor of the London team.
How is it that so strong a team as the Oxford team lost to the London team?
The London forwards were in excellent form, and their goalkeeper did his job splendidly.
Were there some other causes that led to the loss for the Oxford team?
One of the Oxford team's best players was injured and was replaced by another who proved to be a poor substitute.
What a pity! Who was the referee?
Bob Smith was. He knows his job all right. It was the London team that opened the score, and the score remained 1-0,until the very end of the first half, when the Oxford team scored its first goal.
As I understand, the first half ended in a draw.
Yes, it did. During the second half, the Oxford's team halfback, who was at fault, was ordered off the field, and thus the Oxford team had to play against the London team with only 10 players.
When did the London team score the second goal?
Towards the end of the second half, when one of the players of the Oxford team was at fault.The referee suspended the game and ordered a penalty kick.
And that penalty kick brought the London team another score.
Right you are. Recreation and sports. We have a popular saying in our country, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. We all believe that everybody needs recreation. We cannot work all the time if we want to maintain good health.
You're quite right.I think everyone has his own way of relaxing. Perhaps the most popular way is to participate in sports.
When I was young, for recreation, I liked to play tennis in the summer. My favorite winter sport was skiing. You also have a favorite sport, don't you?
Yes, my favorite sport is badminton. Sometimes I also play table tennis or go swimming.
Many people enjoy sporting events, but they do not like to participate in them.
Chess, card playing, and dancing are forms of indoor recreation enjoyed by people old and young. Are you a good dancer?
Not quite. At my age, I like jogging. I think it is a very good exercise.
It's a pity I haven't had much time for exercise lately. I'm getting a little fat.
That serves as a timely warning. You must try your best to reduce weight. I'm off for a dip in the bay.
Good morning, Bob. Where are you bound?
Oh, it's you, Martha. I'm off for a dip in the bay. Would you come along?
I only wish I could. I would like nothing better, but I have an engagement at 9 this morning and must be on time.
I'm sorry you cannot come. You swim, don't you?
I'm learning, but I am not very expert in the water yet. Do you go in often?
I used to take a cold plunge every morning.But recently, I have not been up to it. Still, I am very fond of an early morning bath. It sets up the circulation for the day.
Sorry, I can't stop more than a moment. Bye.
Bye.